Good morning. This is Dr. Marvin. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. Thank you for joining us. Call your friends, call your spouses, call everyone over. Listen to the radio. We got a great show for you today. Today's show is going to be about cavitations. If you don't know what that is, or if you haven't heard me talk about it before, or even if you have, you really want to listen to what we have today. Got a great show for the next 25 minutes. We're going to talk about cavitations, but I got a few other things I want to talk about. Last week we talked about mercury fillings, how and why you should have them removed. Great episode. Hopefully you took advantage of our specials for that day. If you have mercury fillings, give us a call. Our telephone number is 760-536-1199. We'll determine if your mercury fillings are causing you stress, if you're sensitive or allergic to them, and what to do about it. It's very important that you know what's going on inside your mouth. I had a patient this past week come in, and she thought her mercury fillings were the biggest problems, and in fact, they weren't. We figured out that some other priorities take priority over that. So you don't know what you don't know, so I encourage you to give us a call, 760-536-1199. Join us every week, because if you miss out, you might miss out on some great information, especially something that could be the root cause of your problem. Now, our dentistry is totally different from other dental offices. Yes, we do exams. Yes, we do cleanings. Yes, we do fillings and the like. However, we take a whole body approach. Now, what is a whole body approach? Well, we mean that we look at you as a person, not you as a bunch of parts and you have teeth and gums and we just wait for the teeth and gums to break before we fix something. No, we look at the whole body approach. We feel that your health, your long-term health, is a function of what's going on inside your body. And if you're feeding your body the good building blocks it needs to heal itself, then you're going to live a long, healthy, prosperous life. However, if you have problems in your life, in your health, then it's probably because there's a process breaking down inside your body and you need to find the right person to fix it. So we look at the whole health because health is more important. I'd rather you be toothless and live till you're 100 years old than die when you're 65 of chronic illnesses due to infections or materials or root canals in your mouth. So I'd rather you live until you're 100 and that instead of die at the age of 70 because you have all your teeth. So we're health-oriented, not tooth-oriented, and that's the big difference between us and other practices. One of the other things that we like to do is we like to determine the cause. If you have a problem and you have some symptoms, you need to determine what was the cause of those symptoms, not just try to cover it up. It's too easy to take a medication to cover it up, or easy to take a supplement to cover it up. But if you're not figuring out the cause, then you're not really figuring out the problem. So what we do is we try to figure out the cause of the problem so that we can make recommendations on how to treat the cause so that we can prevent future problems later on. The other aspect of our dentistry is that we use certain technology, certain skills that we aren't taught in dental school. And since we aren't taught in dental school, we have to go out and search it ourselves. So we have advanced techniques, advanced technologies that we've invested in a lot of hours, a lot of times, and you just can't say that all dentists are the same because we're not. We all have different experiences. We all practice differently. They are called to practice. There's no exactness to this. And if you think that all dentists do everything the same, then you must be from a different planet because all dentists, just like all other technicians, are different. Not all mechanics are the same. Not all doctors are the same. Not all veterinarians the same. Not all plumbers, electricians, builders, they're not all the same. So stop thinking about dentists being the same and stop thinking that what they do is the same. It's absolutely not true. A couple of stories that I want to get to this week. Someone came to see me about a tooth that has been bothering her for months. It was actually on the lower left side. It's been bothering her months. She has a hole in the tooth. She has a big cavity, so she went to her dentist, and her dentist sent her to an endodontist. An endodontist is a specialist in root canal therapy. What they do is they do root canals almost all day, every day. Well, the experience that she had when she went to the endodontist was, in her own words, a nightmare. Yes, she had a total of 9 shots given to her, and she still couldn't get numb. I don't know how long it took, but they kept on giving her more and more shots. Well, in the end, well, what we figured out was that most dentists use the same types of local anesthetic. And in our office, when she came in, I tested her with the anesthetic that most dentists used. And she was highly, highly allergic to it. So that's why she did not get numb, is because that's the wrong anesthetic. So she is an individual. She is very unique, just like all of us. And dentists are not trained to determine which anesthetic is best to use. This is something routinely that we do at our office, and we don't charge an additional fee for this. So, needless to say, it was a good idea that she didn't get numb. Powers stepped in, and she did not have the root canal done. So she came to see me, and it was determined that we are going to actually save the tooth without doing a root canal. And we're not going to extract the tooth right away. We're going to try and save the tooth. We're going to use the reason why we're going to save the tooth is because there was no infection at the root or around the apex of the tooth. That's very important. So if there's no infection at the apex of the tooth and the tooth is still alive, we're going to try and give this tooth a fighting chance. We're going to try and revive the tooth. And that involves removing the cavity, being very gentle with our technique, not to disturb the nerve. And we're going to use ozone, and we're going to revive the tooth. It's like CPR for the tooth. It's pretty amazing that we can do this, but it requires a lot of skill, know-how, and technology. The tooth in front of it, however, had a root canal a while back, and it does have an infection. So we're going to go ahead and take care of that tooth. In order to take care of that tooth, we have to take it out and, more importantly, remove the infection. Another thing that most dentists are not trained to do and are or unaware of how to do it. So we're going to save the other tooth using ozone. Again, others, this is an ozone is another tool that dentists don't use, but we use it extensively at our office. So just to give you an example of some of the stories that came in, patients go out of their way in order to come see us because we will give them information that is completely different than other doctors, and they love it. They absolutely love it. Which reminds me of another patient that came in this past week that was super grateful for what we did. Now, a lot of times I do these shows and I keep forgetting that there are many listeners out there. And he's a listener, has been a listener a while. And what he told me when he came in, he said that I was a real doctor. And I looked at him, I paused, and I questioned, what do you mean by that? And he said that I have a real passion for helping people, and most doctors do not. In other words, I don't do this for other doctors or for recognition. I don't do this for pats on the back. I do this because I sincerely think that this is the right type of medicine and I have passion for it. Needless to say, this patient, he's had prostate issues for a long time, and he heard me talk about a f other patient that had prostate issues and were resolved because of our dentistry. So during the exam, we actually diagnosed an infection in his jawbone that spans his front four teeth, his upper front four teeth. You see, he had a root canal done on that front tooth while he was in Hawaii, while he was living in Hawaii. He was biting into a sugar cane and his tooth broke. Well, just like most dentists or most people, they go to the dentist, they want to save the tooth, so they end up doing a root canal. The year of that root canal was 1965, he told me. So for about 50 years, he possibly had an infection in his jawbone that no other dentist, no other doctor has figured out. Doesn't that shocking? Imagine that. You have an infection brewing in your body. Your body is constantly fighting this infection day and night for 50 years, and no doctor, no dentist has figured it out because there are no symptoms that they're used to. It's not textbook. They're waiting for pain to occur. They're waiting for a fever. They're waiting for swelling. Well, listen up. If you wait for the symptoms, then you've got problems because the process has gone too far. Well, his tooth and bone that are infected are on his prostate pathway. What do I mean by that? If you don't know what I mean by a pathway, it's like your body has an invisible electrical pathways that move north and south throughout your body. And if you have a blockage in this pathway, then you have serious problems. Because if you have a blockage, then you don't have this electrical pathway to the rest of the organs are along the same pathway. So this man has had prostate problems for many, many years, and this past week we determined that he has infections in the teeth and in the bone that is on the same pathway. Well, guess what? What we're going to do is we're going to remove the infections, and I'm going to tell you, I feel very confident that the pathway is going to free up and his prostate issues are going to be resolved. Isn't this amazing? Listen up. We aren't taught this in dental school. There's no way. This requires special training that only a handful of dentists know how to do. And I mean worldwide. I'm talking about a handful worldwide. So you just can't go online and Google holistic dentists. You will get results. Google always gives you results. But like all things out there, I'm going to caution you, consumer or buyer, beware. I know many dentists that call themselves holistic, but they are far from holistic. There is so much more to alternative holistic dentistry than just not doing mercury fillings. Everything that I'm telling you from the knowing the pathways, knowing how to detect infections, knowing how certain anesthetics or filling materials or porcelains or bonding agents or composites, knowing which ones to use, this requires a lot of skill. And I'm going to tell you that there are a lot of holistic dentists and natural dentists and biological and all these other dentists that don't have the skills that the Center for Natural Dentistry provides. So if you want to schedule a visit with me or Dr. Goddess at the Center for Natural Dentistry, now is as good as time as ever. Don't wait 50 years to find out if something in your mouth is bothering you. Imagine what your life will be like without infections, without your body having to fight these infections, and what it is like to live a healthy, long life. The number you want to call is 760-536-1199. 760-536-1199. If you like this show, join me every week. You can also find this show online at our website, trynaturaldentistry.com. Trynaturaldentistry.com. We also have a Facebook page that you want to make sure that you visit frequently because we have a lot of great information. And just like the information that we're going to talk about today. So the topic I'm talking about today is one of my favorite topics. The topic is cavitations. You may have heard me talk about this before, but it's a very important topic because most dentists don't know about it. Most patients, most people, the public doesn't know about it, and there's not much on the internet about it. So there's going to be a lot of learning today. So take out your pads and papers or just listen in very closely. Focus on what I'm trying to say here. The first question is what is a cavitation? Well, let me tell you what it's not. Just because it sounds like a cavity, it is not about a cavity in the tooth. Because dentists know what a cavity is. This is what we learn in dental school. It's a hole in the tooth, and we fill holes with fillings, or if the cavity gets too big, then we may think about doing a root canal or a crown. Whatever. This is not what a cavitation is. A cavitation is a layperson's term, so it's not really a technical term or a scientific term. It's actually a the real scientific term is chronic ischemic bone disease. Now, there's a whole series of different types of diseases or subcategories of that disease, but that's pretty much what a cavitation is. It's chronic ischemic bone disease. So your bone, in this case, we're talking about the mandible or the maxilla, the jawbone, the bone that the teeth are in, is dying. It's ischemic. That means that it doesn't get enough fresh new blood, so it's not really alive. it's necrosing or it's dying, and it's chronic because it's been there for a very long time. A good doctor, his name is Dr. Jerry Bucco, out of the University of Texas, came up with the name and has studied extensively about this condition. Unfortunately, it's not heard of or taught in dental schools, and that's the very unfortunate part. So 99% of dentists are clueless with what it is, so therefore they're not going to be able to detect or even look for it. So in regards to the diagnosis and treatment, if you go to dentists and you ask them, do I have a cavitation? They're going to roll their eyes and go, what is that? Or I've never heard of that before, or I have no idea. And a lot of holistic dentists don't even treat it or know how to treat it. So again, this is something that a topic that I love, because these infections that I'm talking about, I get incredible results, or my patients get incredible results when we diagnose and treat it. So imagine that you have this disease, but you don't know anything about it. Okay. The first thing you want to do is you want to ask, what are the symptoms of this disease? As you don't know where it's located, so you want to know where it's located. And you also don't know who to ask. So most dentists do not know what this is, so you just can't ask any dentist. And this is the reason why natural dentists or the Center for Natural Dentistry exists. See, dentists are supposed to be specialists in the mouth, but they don't know how to detect or treat cavitations. So therefore, they're not going to know much about it. Cavitations are mostly chronic illnesses or chronic disease. It's in its name, the chronic ischemic bone disease. They start out small and they get bigger with time. They spread. And because of this slow nature, you're not going to get many symptoms, because there aren't many nerves in the bone. And so you're not going to feel pain. But if you got your bone marrow is starting to be eaten away by these infections, and they're silent, you know, you won't know that you have these problems. That's why they don't teach this in school. That's why they don't teach us how to diagnose it. They don't know how to treat it. But these are infections. So what we're looking at is inside the jaw bone, because you can't see it with your naked eye, you need to have x-rays. But most x-rays that dentists use are not good enough. So what we're looking at is is the bone marrow mineralized? If it's not, then it's probably unhealthy. So what's there? If it's a cavitation, what's a cavitation and what's there? A cavitation is a hole. So it's a hole that used to be filled with bone marrow, but is no longer filled. So what is it filled with? It's filled with dead, demineralized bone. It's filled with old blood, cysts, bacteria, metal, pus, viruses, fungus. I mean, you name it. You can have so many things in this cavitation that is harmful to you. And if this goes unrecognized or untreated, then your body is constantly fighting it. It's a slow, chronic battle. But if you've ever wondered why people get sick from all these chronic illnesses, coronary artery disease, talking about cancers, diabetes, dementia, Alzheimer's, all of these diseases are chronic diseases, and most professionals agree that it's due to inflammation. And what causes inflammation? Infections. So it all comes full circle now. Your immune system is compromised because it's constantly fighting battles like these infections in your jawbones, and most dentists are unaware of it. Now, of course, we are, and this is what we do day in and day out. It's actually our most popular topic or most popular procedures, these cavitation surgeries, or a lot of times it's just simply extractions, removing the infected tooth, but more importantly, removing the infections. So in our office, how do we detect it? Well, we've invested in some very high-tech technology. They're called 3D x-rays. You may have heard me talk about it before. Most general dentists, most doctors don't have it. Most of the doctors that have 3D x-rays are the ones that do implants, like oral surgeons, but a lot of oral surgeons don't even have this x-ray. So most dentists don't have these. So if they don't have them, how can they recommend them or how can they use them to detect cavitations? Well, since they don't know what cavitations are, they're obviously not going to invest in a 3D x-ray. They also don't do stress testing. This is very important. We at the Center for Natural Dentistry, we do stress testing. It's not taught in school, but we need to determine if there's a part in your mouth that is stressed and doesn't have any mineralized bone based on what we see on the x-rays, then we can conclude that there may be a cavitation there. So it's very important that you go to a dentist that has these two very distinct technologies about 3D x-rays and also stress testing to know if you have cavitations. The next question is, now that you know you have them or if you have them, how do you treat them? Well, most of the time, the most definitive, and I mean definitive meaning that it's going to work, is that you treat it surgically. Because if the goal is to get back healthy bone marrow, then the only way to get healthy bone marrow to grow back in there is to remove what's there right now. So you need to remove the bad stuff out of your body so you can bring back the good stuff. Now, what I'm working on is this past week, I videotaped a very good case. I did one site, it was a lower left wisdom tooth area, because wisdom teeth areas are a very common place for cavitations to occur. I videotaped this and I'm really at this moment, okay, I did it last night, started clipping parts of that video so that I can narrate a short 6-7 minute video and show you live, not show you live, but show you actual video of the cavitation of what it looks like. What does is chronic ischemic bone disease look like? Okay. So watch for this video. Once I put it up on YouTube or on Vimeo, I'm going to post it on our Facebook page and possibly on our website because people really need to see the really, really nasty stuff that's going on inside your jawbone. Excuse me. So, do you, the listener, have cavitations? And that's a very important question because if you have these infections, these could be the root cause of all your health issues. So what I'm going to do is I want you to come see me because these infections affect your health seriously. And I believe that there aren't many dentists. I told you only a handful of dentists actually know how to do this. So I'm going to beg, or actually, I'm just going to give it a promotion. This promotion today is I'm going to give you the first three callers that call right now. The listeners today are going to get a great special. If you call right now, we're going to do a free limited exam where we'll determine if you have cavitations. So we're going to do two things. One is we're going to give you a free CBCT or a cone beam scan. And we're also going to give you the free limited exam to determine if you have cavitations. So we're going to do a stress testing that we do, and we're going to look at your x-rays. Together, it's almost a $300 value. It's only for the first three callers right now. 760-536-1199, 760-536-1199. Please do this. Do this for you. Don't do it for your family members. Don't wait 50 years to find out that you've had infections this whole time. Most dentists do not know this. They don't know how to treat it. They don't do it. I don't know why dentists do what they do. Dentists only look at fixing teeth. They're very reactive. I'm not that type of dentist. I'm not that type of doctor. I'm not that type of practitioner. I don't care what the other dentists think of me. All I care about is doing what's best for my patients, giving them the best diagnosis, the best treatment plan, and if they decide to do the treatment, I'm going to do my best to do the best treatment. That's what we do at the Center for Natural Dentistry. It's plain and simple. So, do you have cavitations? You can't tell. You need to go to a dentist that knows how to detect cavitations, that has the right technology and the right ability and the experience. Okay. I saw another patient came to my office and we ended up cleaning out a cavitation that supposedly another dentist did. Not good. Okay. So don't be a guinea pig. You want to make sure that you go to the dentist that you believe that you're comfortable with and the most comfortable dentist. are the ones that give you all the explanation, that have a lot of experience and have the technology behind it. So don't be the fourth caller. Be one of the first three callers. Call right now. You get a free cone beam exam, cone beam scan, and you get an exam. 760-536-1199. Call right now. 760-536-1199. Join us every week, same time, same place, kprz.com, AM 1210. I'm Dr. Marvin. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. I'll see you next week. Have a great one. Goodbye.